Music from Masked Intruder. Before that, we had Raging Nathans, and started off with Tight Bros. That is all music that is being released by Rad Girlfriend Records, based right here in Dayton, Ohio. And we have two of the folks from the labels here. And, well, Josh, you also play in Raging Nathans as well. Getting the headphones set.
Yeah.
Got
them. Can you hear anything?
No,
well, yeah.
Well, let me ask you, Josh. While I figure out your headphone thing, got it? Okay. So we were talking before, kind of about the idea of how it is to sort of go from being a musician to running a business and kind of figuring out, you know, where you're going with that. Do you find that being a musician and going to the business thing maybe gives you a different perspective on, you know, how you want to release this music, what you want to do as a label? Has that given you kind of a different perspective than, you know, maybe if you were going into it, you know, from a completely business end of things?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we used to just, we put out some releases that, like, are just going to sit there forever, you know, and I'm not saying that they were, like, poor choices, because most of those releases are my band, but being in a band has always been, like, something that I've always wanted to do, and it's always something that I will do, but it's very frustrating. I spent 5 years playing in Rad Company, and Raging Nathan started in 2009, and I've been playing in bands since I was, you know, a young teenager, and I get frustrated that the things that I want to do or I want to happen don't always happen, and that's, you know, just how this is the way it is. And so I find that for me personally, starting the label was one of these things where it's like, I think I told myself, I was like, you know, if I don't get to go on tour all the time, or if, you know, my bands aren't as successful as I want them to be, or if I don't get to play as many shows as I want, or whatever it is, then I'll still have a way to be involved in music, and a way to help other bands that I really like. I mean, music's, you know, my whole life, and so I want to be able to help other people, you know, and give them an outlet to release material. And, you know, I've had some issues with, it's like, you know, bands wanted to put stuff out, that, you know, I don't want to put out. And it's not that I don't want to put out, but it's like, I have a set of criteria that needs to be met. And believe me, it's not like too hard, you know? And if you can't, you know, you got to get along to get along, you know, so it kind of sucks, because, you know, even some of my friends are, like, mad at me right now that I won't put out their record. And I'm like, well, look, you have to, you know, I'm not like making you sell out or, like,
right,
you know, like,
right,
whatever. I'm just like, you got to understand that, like, you know, we have, and it sounds stupid to say, but, like, you know, it's like, yeah, we have, like, a little bit of a reputation that we have to, like, maintain. And that's for content as well as, you know, how good it is.
Sure.
And so you just, it can get difficult. But for the most part, it's been a blast. And being a musician, I mean, I'm not really a musician. I just, but yeah, it helps. I don't ever want to get jaded. Really, I don't. Mm-hmm. I find that so disheartening when I talk to people that are older than me and have been around and, you know, seen a lot of things, and, like, they just hate everything. And to me, I never want to be that way. I always want to look for, like, you know, the positive aspect of what I'm doing, because it doesn't get you anywhere. You know, you're not furthering anything. You're not helping anybody by being, you know, upset all the time, you know.
It seems like, you know, having a label almost seems like a great solution to that because you're constantly in discovery mode, as opposed to, you know, maybe if you just play out a lot, you know, I could see where it would be, it could be easy to get disillusioned, but, you know, part of your job having a label is to seek out things that you think are really great and help them get out there. So it seems like the discovery aspect of it would be really fun, although I'm sure you have to wade through a lot of stuff that's not so great as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's even fun.
Can you say it? So this band, I think you can say it. I don't think it's a bad word. This band had sent us their demo called A-Town Sluts.
And he was on tour, so I had to listen to it.
And it was like, I got home and I looked at it and it was like, rape party.
Oh, geez.
And like, I'm like, what are you, like, you guys actually, like, sat around and wrote this, like, and recorded it? You're like, it's really terrible. But, like, no, we've never put that out. But actually, there's this band from Texas that Rad Company had met when we were on tour called The Ex-Boyfriends. And that's one of those bands that was, like, so we saw them the first time we saw them in San Antonio, and then we went and played with them down in McAllen, which is like, you know, 5 miles from Mexico. This is where, in the Rio Grande Valley. And those dudes just blew me away. I immediately was like, I want to, let's do a record, you know. And so it started off like a 7-inch, but then I heard, they sent me the songs, and like, they were all so good that I was like, no, you know, we got to just do more. So that was fun because, you know, here are dudes that are probably not going to tour and do much, you know, but their songs are so good that I don't care. That like, it's one of those things, like, people need to pick that record up, and their upcoming LP is coming out with us. They have a split coming out with us with this band, The Capitalist Kids, another band from Texas, from Austin, and they're just so good. Like, we'll have to play, like, one of their songs next.
Absolutely, definitely.
They're my favorite.
And I felt that way about Mask Intruder. That's how.
Yeah. And, well, we had played in Chicago one time, and we get there late, and there's this band setting up with, like, ski masks on, and we were like, oh, man, what is this? But then they started playing, and it was just like, oh, my God, like, these guys are so good. And we went back to Madison and played with them again, and I had asked one of them, like, if they would be interested in doing a 7-inch, and then, you know, thankfully they were like,
pestered them for a while.
Yeah, and they let us get in on the split 7-inch that they were doing, and that band has, you know, they're good friends of ours. We've played with them many times. Like, they come, they stayed at our house, we go see them, and so they were down at Fest in Gainesville, and they had an absolutely amazing set. And good things are happening for them right now because of that. And so, you know, it's wild for me to, like, look at the progression of, you know, of bands just getting better and bigger and starting from scratch, you know. And that's the fun part for me, is like, wow, these guys, like, it's so cool, you know, to see the hard work that they put in and all the, you know, things that you can gain from it. It's amazing.
That's got to be a cool moment to go from that whole, like, okay, I don't know what this is going to be, to really, you know, watching a band kind of grow and develop before your eyes.
Yeah, it was just wild. I called Brandy. I called, you know. They told me that, see, they were like, they have this guy that goes on tour with them. You know, like a roadie, and he's gone on tour with us. So, like, we're all friends. And so, like, he told me, like, what, you know, what's going on with them. And he was like, but you can't tell anybody, dude. He's like, you can't tell anybody. And I was like, all right. But then, like, you know, like, 2 weeks later, I think, I don't know, like, where it is, like, with the news now, because I would love to just tell everybody, like, you know, but I don't want them to get mad at me, so.
Check them out on Facebook and look for announcements or something
that. Yeah, just go listen to Masked Intruder.
Okay.
They're like the best band. They're really good.
Tell me about, you're kind of hitting on this in talking about some of these bands. It sounds like the punk community is still pretty strong these days, and it sounds like from the bands you're encountering, there's a pretty tight-knit family of musicians around the country. What's your experience of that been like in the touring that you've done?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, I used to go, I went on tour one time with Hooker Spit Windex and this band from Appleton called Choose Your Poison, and we did like a 3-week tour. And so the thing about like punk rock is that you get a lot of people that are like, no, I only like this type of, you know, or I only like this type of music, and
kind of like the divide in the metal community.
Absolutely, that's it. And it's tough for me because like I totally like everything. Well, I like, you know, some of everything, you know. But I remember going on that tour and being like, oh man, I don't ever want to hear like a grind band ever again, you know. But for the most part, I mean, if we've kind of, and we did, we you know, we put out a Pizza High Five record and a Hooker Spit Windex record, and so like we are involved with different kinds of that style of music. But for us, we've kind of like honed in on, you know, our little pop punk world, you know. And
it's a big family.
Is a big fan. Everybody knows each other, mm-hmm. if they're involved in touring at all, you know, because the people know that if they're coming to Dayton, like, they can call me and I'll set up a show and they can stay at my house and we'll have a nice time. And that's really, you know, like, I feel like I have friends all the way across the country or in different countries that, you know, I don't see every day, but, you know, if we saw them tomorrow, it would be like, oh, you know, like best friends.
But it's always the same people no matter where we go. Like, any fest that we go to, it's the same community in a different location.
And
California,
it just
gets, Florida,
and the bands share members, you know, so it's like, you just, anybody who's involved, excuse me, in that type of, you know, playing music like that, like going out and on tour and playing shows and you eventually get to meet everybody, whether you want to remember their names or not, you know, or like, you know, I used to, like, people in my band would drive me nuts because we'd play with a band like 4 times and they'd be like, what's that guy's name again? I'm like, really? Like, you know, so it's all about how much you like want to put into it. It's like any community, you know,
sure.
It's, you get what you put into it, I think. And that's why it's so kind of satisfying for us, because we try to put in a lot, and in return, like, I know all sorts of lovely people, you know, and it makes me really happy.
That's awesome. Well, let's take another break, and we'll come back and hear some more music and talk some more about all the cool things happening with Rad Girl Records, Rad Girlfriend Records. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Oh.